Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday. 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, cattle futures market today was a bit sporadic, but we finished overall a little bit stronger. Feeder cattle finished 20 to 50 cents higher, and then live cattle anywhere from 35 lower in the December at 118.75 to about 35 higher in the April and June live cattle. So mixed bag there in the live cattle. But overall, we were lower at one point, down about 60 or 70, and we were up as much as about $1.20 or $1.40 at one point. Box beef at midday was disappointing here, down about $1.81 at $238.99. Select up $2.02 at $216.35. So a mixed bag there for the box beef market. The feeder cattle index is currently 147.12, which is above the November feeder board by about 60 cents. So that was a little bit hopeful there that could help the market as we wind down here this week on the November feeders. Packer margins for packers are about $350 a head of profit. That's an estimate, of course. Feedlots are estimated somewhere around $25 to $30 a head profit. And so still pretty big packer margins here. Early this morning, Reuters released a statement that Tyson was going to start receiving cattle at that Holcomb plant at the beginning of December. So that's a welcome news here.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And the grain markets continue to slide here. We had corn down about 3 to 3.5, beans down 7.5, but wheat was 2 to 4 cents higher, so that was a pretty strong wheat market. There's talk of the export prices of foreign countries such as Russia getting better, and that's what's lifting the wheat prices here in the United States. Of course, we've been lower in wheat longer than we've been in corn and beans, and so maybe there's some value coming in here and folks buying that just based on the long-term prospects of continued wheat growth. Of course, this next year, they're anticipating lower hard red winter wheat acres than we've seen in over 100 years. So it'll be interesting to see, but the wheat futures have perked up a little bit. Cotton today was down 68 in December at 64.18. March cotton down 94 at 65.75. This morning's export report was right in the range on the wheat, corn, and beans, so that wasn't really much of a factor. The Dow Jones currently making new highs again. Today's high was 28,059 in the December Dow. Currently it's 28,008, but that's a new Dow Jones high, which is welcome news, of course. Crude oil is currently down 74 cents at 56.96, and the natural gas today is under pressure here, down about 12 to 12.5 cents. So mixed board all around for the energies and the grains.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.